This is Ayla Ellison, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review, with your daily healthcare business briefings. Here are today's top headlines. Two major credit rating agencies released their outlooks for U.S. nonprofit hospitals in 2021. Moody's Investors Service said the outlook for nonprofit hospitals remains negative for 2021 as patient volume disruption, higher expenses, and reduced insurance revenues will continue to weigh on nonprofit hospitals amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The credit rating agency said the pace of recovery from the suspension of elective surgeries in 2020 will be influenced by the containment of COVID-19 and widespread vaccination. Fitch Ratings changed the outlook for nonprofit hospitals from negative to stable for next year. Fitch said it expects acute care hospitals to remain pressured by the challenges resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic, but not at a greater extent than in 2020. There were also a few notable hospital M&A deals announced this week. Among those, Pittsburgh-based UPMC announced it will acquire a 105-year-old hospital in Ireland, the third hospital the system will own in the country. The acquisition needs approved by Ireland's Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Dallas-based Tenet Healthcare announced it is acquiring up to 45 ambulatory surgery centers from Surge Center Development. Under the deal, Tenet will pay about $1.1 billion in cash and assume approximately $18 million in debt. There's a major update to share on a potential hospital closure in Illinois. On Tuesday, Illinois regulators unanimously rejected a plan for Mercy Hospital and Medical Center in Chicago to close. The 292-bed hospital on the south side announced plans in July to close next year, pending state approval. Members of the Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board voted December 15th to prevent the hospital from closing. In making the decision, the board said it feared patients would lose access to health care amid a pandemic if they allowed the closure to proceed. Although the initial vote prevents the hospital from closing now, Mercy has a second opportunity to persuade the board and can still pursue closure in court. They can also close the facility and face fines. A few updates on COVID-19 vaccines. Healthcare workers across the country rolled up their sleeves for the first shots of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine this week. They began getting vaccinated on Monday, a day after Pfizer began shipping the first doses to hospitals. On Tuesday, the American Hospital Association, American Medical Association, and American Nurses Association sent an open letter to healthcare workers urging them to take a COVID-19 vaccine and share their experience with others. In other vaccine news, the FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee confirmed that Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is safe and highly effective. The committee is set to meet December 17th to discuss and vote on whether the FDA should authorize the vaccine for emergency use. The agency intends to authorize the vaccine December 18th, people familiar with the plans told the New York Times. Those are the biggest healthcare business updates for today. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.